This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, getting ready for President's Day, plus smoking, Jennifer Aniston, and more right after this.
I've tried blondes and tried brunettes. I've tried beer and cigarettes. I've even spent the night in jail a time or two. But the best thing in the world is when I dress up like a girl. I spend the night in the arms of a man who understands. 'Cause men don't bitch every 28 days. Men don't mind if you show up late. And they don't complain about what you wear. All I really need is a man who cares.
Here, here.
Is that too much of a command?
No! Oh, sir.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We decided who we're dressing up for as which presidents.
Nothing.
I'm calling in sick that
nothing.
Day.
Nothing. I refuse.
It's cute, though, how you said, have we decided who we're dressing up for.
Like, yeah, we're not saying this.
Not, yeah. Dean, did we decide what we're doing yet?
Didn't our dresser just had a baby. Can't she just stay home and enjoy her pregnancy leave?
No, that baby has to eat. She needs some cash.
Right. Back to work.
Baldest president. Who would be the baldest president? Eisenhower, maybe?
Yeah.
President with the least amount of hair. We've had some pretty good hair on presidents lately. Bill Clinton had a pretty good head of hair.
I'd like to go as
the
president.
The Bushes had pretty good hair.
I think I want to go with somebody sort of non-divisive, like Trump or somebody.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. I don't want to do it, Dad.
Do you want to go as Roger Stone?
Why don't you go ahead?
No, because you know I'm going to have to be.
We'll get that fake Nixon tattoo.
You have to get a Nixon tattoo on your back.
I have to be Teddy Roosevelt or people will be up in arms. How many outfits does Teddy Roosevelt have?
Well, you got the one that has the glasses and that sort of Australian looking cap.
Right, that was his horse riding outfit.
What do you mean people will be up in arms?
People love that.
People love Christy
Lee
that.
Is Teddy
well, you can
Roosevelt.
Go look at the picture. Let Christy be whatever she wants this year.
I think we've done this. We've done it until we can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh.
We vote. Let's vote.
It's kind of a same note.
No.
There's no new territory.
Our vote will not count.
I got it.
What are you saying?
Oh, this isn't a democratic society in here.
Okay, if we were voting, how many would vote to dress up like a president on President's Day? How many?
I don't mind it, but I've only been doing it for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. There's one.
Okay, one vote in the room to dress up like a president. And Tom didn't even vote.
Tom didn't even raise his arm.
Yeah.
That's because I have preferred stock. My vote counts more. Ace, do you want to do Obama?
Why you got to say Obama?
Yeah. Why can't he be somebody else?
Well, he could be the lieutenant governor of Virginia.
Right, because it's going to be
I'm not sure he's going to be around next week. You happy now?
Oh, yes. I
want to be Ford.
Okay.
Ford?
It's going to be awkward.
A little hard?
But sure. Hey, whatever.
See? We're just going to get in trouble.
We can do classic presidents. Come on. If you have a suggestion out there in the audience, by all means, let us know. Grab the new Bob and Tom app, and we've got an instant text button on it. It's pretty cool, and you can listen to the show in lots of different spots. Check out the new Bob and Tom app right now.
Or should we vote to do it at all?
What if we were presidents from movies, like Harrison Ford in Air Force One, or Bill Pullman in Independence Day, or... I can go crap in my hat.
Or Michael Douglas from the American President.
Yes.
That's boring.
Like I said.
Put a suit on.
I've got a hat.
New
I can
ideas?
Crap in it.
No.
Okay, we'll give it some thought. We could do first ladies.
Yeah.
I can't Ace, you want to be Michelle?
Outdoing Eleanor Roosevelt.
Or Ace, you could be.
Those pictures are.
You could be one of Thomas Jefferson's volunteer girlfriends.
Michelle Obama got the biggest round of applause of anyone on the Grammys last night.
Wait a minute. People in the entertainment industry love Michelle Obama?
Yeah,
who knew?
Sure do.
Well, that's the thing about the Grammys. They're trying to cover every form of music, and I applaud them for that. But not everybody knows all these other people.
That's true.
The people in the hip-hop world don't necessarily know the country world or the rock world.
That's why we brought everybody together last night for the Grammys. It was really nice.
Yeah. Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, I brought my pillow together to my face and slept through it. And that way I can not read about it or watch it.
That's right. All right, old man. That's okay. They had Dolly Parton. You know who she is.
I like Dolly. That's right.
Haven't watched the Grammys since the gramophone went away.
And that was a shame.
The gramophone, on this date, February 11th in 1847, Thomas Edison was born.
Oh.
Yeah.
He do.
Now, is it actually his birthday, or is it Tesla's birthday and Edison's just pretending it's
nice.
Nice. I think he might be onto something.
What is the accusation there?
That Tesla came up with everything and Edison stole it.
And burned his lab down.
Yeah, and burned his, yeah.
That Tesla coil is the coolest thing.
Kind of.
Sure, Frankenstein movies would not be the same, would it?
No, they would not.
Tesla coil.
Have you been to the Chicago Science Museum? They have that big Tesla coil you can lay there.
That's why the Tesla coil. That's why Mrs. Tesla never got pregnant.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. The Tesla coil.
Right.
Somewhat obscure. Control joke.
Okay.
I have a question.
What?
When Thomas Edison, assuming he did in fact invent the light bulb, when he got the idea for the light bulb, what went off over his head?
Yes. What did? A candle?
Candle flame.
So, yeah, somebody walked in.
See?
A candle.
See? This is deep philosophy.
Something
here.
Invented by Tesla, I'm guessing.
A coil.
An oil lamp. Off of his head.
Did he, on his cakes every year, do they put candles or do they put little light bulbs?
And who's?
Wouldn't that be great? Click off the switch, Watson. Was Watson his guy, or was that? Oh, that was Alexander Graham Bell.
Sherlock Holmes.
They were friends.
There's also
they all hung out together.
Dr. Watson.
Controversy about who invented the phone, too. So.
There is?
Well, yeah, some Italian supposed to have invented the phone, not Alexander Graham Bell.
Really?
Yeah, like.
Marconi?
No, like Guglielmo.
Guglielmo.
Mucciolini.
A TNT.
Mucciolini.
Nothing for a TNT? All right.
I got it. I just
didn't laugh. A TNT.
You're not going to find a lot of restaurants. There's so many great Italian restaurants in this country. I mean, probably more than any other type of restaurant. But you're not going to find one called Mussolini's.
No, you're not.
Even if it's a family name.
We're getting.
I'd like the El Duce special, please.
We're getting suggestions to dress up as presidential candidates.
Oh,
you're Michael Dukakis, you're Ross Perot, you're Herman Cain, you're Al Gore, these type of
things. How about presidential dogs? I'd rather dress up like a dog.
And that is kind of funny.
Presidential dogs.
Yeah.
We'd all look like I'd look like John Candy from Spaceballs.
No matter what breed it was.
Yeah.
Okay, top three presidential dogs. Josh, go ahead.
Music, please.
Wow, this is tough.
I can't remember the names.
It's obvious. This is so
number
easy.
One, whatever Nixon's dog
Checkers.
Was.
Checkers. Jesus, that's what you're going to... That sub-literate, can't even remember the...
Yeah, I was negative four when he made that speech, Tom.
What type of dog was Checkers? Beagle?
He was a Springer Spaniel, wasn't he?
He was a mutt.
Or was he a Cocker Spaniel?
He was an old cloth coat.
Checkers. Oh, no, number two, Sox the cat.
Yeah. We're already off dogs.
Well, I'm embarrassed.
These are the only presidential pets I remember.
What about Obama's? Bo
the water dog.
And then they got a second one. Oh, I love that dog.
What was the second one? They got a second
Cephas.
Dog.
Bo and Cephas, yes. Yeah, they had a box they stayed in.
Mm-hmm. No.
If it wasn't Luke, it should have been Bo and Luke, right? Weren't those the Duke boys?
Yeah, that was Obama's favorite show.
Yeah, I can't imagine a young Mr. Barack Obama watching a lot of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Obama say about the Dukes of Hazzard? Are those Duke boys?
I like the show, but I did not care for that car.
Your favorite presidential dogs?
You
got to go with Falla.
Who was Falla? Yeah, who
Roosevelt.
Falla, yeah. Falla.
Checkers.
Liberty. Didn't Ford have a dog named Liberty?
I remember Chevy Chase like tripping over it and stuff, right?
What's Liberty? It was a statue.
Yeah, that's right. It was stuffed.
And they knocked it over and he'll stay.
That's right.
Sonny was the other dog. Bo and Sonny was a female version for the Obamas.
That was the one, the Bush's dog that wrote, quote unquote, the book. Was that theirs?
Oh, was it theirs?
It was like a King Charles. I don't know.
May be right.
Yeah.
And the water dog, it's a Portuguese water dog. Didn't he get that from Teddy Kennedy? Isn't that right? Teddy Kennedy had one of those.
Well, it would be a water dog.
He had one of those big Irish water spaniel things.
Well, don't you think one of his guys would have said, hey, Teddy, let's kind of stay away from the water stuff, okay?
Yeah.
And naming him Chappie was a bad idea. Chappie and Mary Jo. I'm sorry. Back to you, Christine. Oh, today in history, please.
Oh, you're right. I guess it is a Portuguese
dog. Is there a current?
I thought he had a...
Is there a current White House dog?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think there is.
I doubt.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't seem like a dog kind
of
guy.
The best dog in the history of the world.
the biggest presidential dog?
The biggest?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh.
Not
harsh.
A joke.
A handsome one.
Calm down.
Not one. None of the teeth went in the same direction.
Yep. A great woman. I'm sorry. It was just a joke.
Also born on this date on February 11th, 1926, Leslie Nielsen.
The great.
I watched that again over the weekend.
Went from being really serious to being super funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you read about when they made Airplane, they had to explain to him, no, the more deadpan straight you do it, the funnier it's going to be.
Man.
He's frisking that guy in the airport, and George Kennedy's standing behind the guy frisked, and he picks out George Kennedy's wallet.
Yes.
And goes, he's got a picture of your wife in here. That's
him gets Helen, or whatever, and he punches.
He punches the guy.
Hey, why was he not knighted? He's Canadian. He could have been knighted, right?
He should have been knighted.
Yes.
They do that?
Can we knight posthumously?
They knight in Canada?
I would think they're technically under the monarchy.
There's some order of the whatchaman thing that, yeah.
Maple leaf?
Yeah.
Hockey stick?
And Murray's because they're a Commonwealth country.
And Murray's a knight?
Dame Anne Murray? Is that right?
That's false.
Yep.
That's a lie. No
facts. How do you know?
He issued a set of chainmail. Here you go.
Also born on this date in 1936, Burt Reynolds. May he rest in peace.
Oh.
The bandit.
Yep.
Did you ever hear the story about him speaking of the White House?
Burt?
No.
Yeah, Burt. This isn't a joke. Burt was at the White House and started to light up a cigar, and the Secret Service made him put it out.
Oh, really?
That's true.
Yeah. Well, he did in front of Clinton, and you know, there was a time there you couldn't have cigars.
Wait a minute, that's a story?
Well, Clinton's cigars wouldn't light. You know,
Obama smoked. Yeah. Why couldn't this guy smoke?
They said it would be. They didn't want Burt to smoke because it would, you know, would be too smoky, and they banned it.
There we go. Oh my gosh. Nope. That I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot.
As you said into that, you gave me a look like I'm serious. Don't even try to joke.
I know that joke worked even after I trampled over part of the setup.
No.
I think Dyer stepped in a little bit.
What a mess.
Born on this date in 1962, Sheryl Crow.
Now, here's a fact. Sheryl Crow still has one of Lance Armstrong's testicles in a jar.
Is that right?
I thought it was.
Sadly, it's the good one.
I thought it was in her purse.
Maybe she took it.
She's gorgeous. I don't care what
you
it
think.
Yes, she's still beautiful. Just gorgeous.
Great player.
You're both wrong.
Great writer.
I think she's cool.
Great player.
And the only other thing that everybody's talking about from the weekend, besides the Grammys, was the 50th birthday party for one Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I love her.
Turns 50 today.
I love her. I love everything about her. As an actress, I like
Wait
her
a
as a person.
So that means she was born in
1969.
69. Yeah. Hey, Jen, let me tell you, babe. Here's what we'll do.
Oh, excuse me.
I lay on my back.
We understand the nature of it. Let's move on.
Brad Pitt was seen at her party.
Yeah. Oh,
now, wait a minute. Yeah. Is he single right now?
Yeah.
I thought
Those
he
two
was
kids
dating
Charlize Theron.
Oh.
That's the rumor. But
no kidding?
Mm.
I'm sure they're all going to be fine.
Yeah. Good luck, Brad.
All that money and good looks.
Taking that on.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
They'll be okay. All right.
Can you imagine trying to, never mind.
Trying to what? Charlize or Jen? That's right. I call her Jen.
Really? Yeah. Jenny from the
single.
Block?
You got a shot.
Oh, dude, she'd love me. Are you
of
kidding me?
She would.
Oh, yeah. She'd
what? I'd love you. To see those pictures.
She'd call you the really? Suspect.
I think Jennifer's a down to earth.
She
girl.
Is.
I think she would.
No.
Love
I don't think
you.
When I meet Jennifer, she's not going to be like immediately like attracted to me. But once she gets to know me, I'll be one of those like friends.
She'll get used to the taste of duct tape. when you meet her,
they'll be showing those pictures of you guys in Cabo yes, vacation.
Can you imagine?
Oh yeah,
Jennifer Aniston like looking amazing at age 50 in a bikini, and I'm there in my shirt.
You're swimming,
swimming with your shirt on.
This shirt is SPF 50, everybody.
With my hair looking insane, with like a corn dog in my head.
What does she see in him?
I like him for his mind.
Photoshop.
Not since Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett have we seen a couple of such.
You've got a couple more stories over there, and I've got to dig this one up for you. Have you seen the Bob Ross story?
I have seen the Bob Ross.
It's kind of sweet. Bob Ross, of course, the painter, the late, great Bob Ross.
And I was, looks like my second husband, yes.
That show's so calming.
Yeah, very, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. High school kids love Bob Ross.
Hmm. Who doesn't love Bob Ross?
Well, I mean, it was just amazing that my kids would come home from school and the first thing they'd do is want to turn on Bob Ross. It was like mm-hmm. the way to...
I've managed
Don't you immediately go, all right, where do you keep your marijuana?
But
if your kids are way into Bob Ross.
They don't. Students at Madison Middle School in Abilene, Texas, donned curly wigs, blue button-down shirts and glasses in a tribute to Bob Ross, the late painter.
Why'd they do
the
that?
Art students also painted little trees onto canvases, while an episode of Ross's TV show, The Joy of Painting, was projected onto a large screen. They were... I'm telling you, it's big in middle
Boy,
and high school.
Slow news day.
Yeah, I know.
Bob Ross.
Don't judge me.
You don't think that's interesting?
Barely.
Well, what have you got?
Let's see if I have a more interesting story.
Go ahead. You don't think a tribute to the late, great Bob Ross?
He's going to Lambert's this weekend. That's more interesting.
Yeah, home of the throat rolls. I watched Tremors on Saturday. About giant worms in the desert. Yeah. You seen that one?
Kevin Bacon? What, you tied to a chair, were you?
Oh, no. Willingly.
Fred
willingly
Ward?
Saw that. Yeah.
Fred Ward?
Classic.
It's you know, the bad thing, I feel kind of sad for Bob Ross because he became super.
Dead?
He became really popular after he died.
That's true. He did.
It's like Tupac.
Let's see a painted tree.
So like are there that. Still new paintings that Bob Ross made showing up? Like Tupac albums? Huh? Anybody? I guess I'll just go screw myself.
Look at that self-esteem.
That's a weird name. Oh my God.
I have
you brought yourself up and shot yourself God. Down.
I have a technical question. Yes. No, I did read that Bob Ross did not particularly care for the whatever you want to call it, the perm that he had.
Oh.
But he kind of stuck when he became well known.
The honky fro?
Sometimes called the Isro. Is one of
yes.
Are his paintings worth a lot of money?
The Bob Ross paintings?
You know what?
There now.
Let's see if we can find one online, huh?
I'll do that for you.
Well, how did his hair get that way? Didn't he choose that hairstyle? And then
yes, but he didn't. After it went out of fashion.
He wanted to get rid of it, but apparently it was sort of his...
PR people. You can't
He was his
that.
Thing. That's who he was.
Oh, well...
Like Gene Shalit.
He apparently hated it, but I don't know.
Poor guy. Huh.
What would you pay for a Bob Ross?
I don't know. I'm asking. I would assume that they probably have some value.
$1,000.
This cannot be a Bob Ross.
Especially if it was one that was painted on one of the shows.
I mean, yeah.
Did he save all those? Or
What he would do with those? Can you buy a Bob Ross? Somebody...
I'm trying to find out.
Is it true that Bob Ross was a drill sergeant?
Yes.
So that is true. And he yelled so much he decided...
Okay, it looks like... Wow. Yikes. $9,000 for a Bob Ross here.
Well,
wow.
That's... I'm looking and...
Signed?
Well, every artist kind of signs their little name on the corner or whatever, right?
Okay, yeah. But there we go. Who knew? Who knew? We have a lot to get to here. Coming up, did you see this thing about getting married at Costco?
No.
Oh, I did see that.
That's kind of sweet. We'll tell you about that in
second. More people blocking the aisles.
Yeah. Yep.
If you get married at Costco, don't you have to marry 10 people? Isn't that the way it works?
Yes, in bulk.
No, of course. That makes sense.
Good joke.
Thanks. Sorry. I'll just go straight to hell.
It's not as exciting as your news story.
What is going on?
I'm the only one that showed up to do a show today.
Is that right?
It's become very clear to
me.
I mean, I am carrying the three of you.
I brought a bit in, for God's sake.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.